My guest today is a true inspiration. This conversation is about a young man who aspired to be an elite football star and how the choice of someone else, something so many of us probably are guilty of doing, changed the trajectory of his life. Listen in today for an important message about overcoming a life-altering event and how to not let things beyond your control hold you back. All right, my guest today is truly an inspiration. His story has certainly left an impact on me, and I am sure that it will do the same for all of you listening. I am going to turn it over to him and let him introduce himself and tell everybody a little bit about who he is and what he does. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for being here. Glad to be here. Excited for our interview.
I am excited too. So tell everybody a little bit about who you are, what you do, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, all that snazzy, jazzy, you know.
Yes.
Fletcher Cleaves. I am a motivational speaker. I am a travel advocate. I've done TED Talks, spoken to over 400 high schools and colleges and businesses across the United States and abroad. I love what I do, and how I got into this profession is typically one of twists, turns, and whirlwinds. I was on a football scholarship. I was blessed enough to receive a football scholarship in high school. You know, was kind of a gifted athlete, so to speak. And after receiving this scholarship, I trained my tail off, you know, May, June, July, August to prepare for the upcoming collegiate season. Ended up gaining 25 pounds of muscle and really thought my life was going, you know, uphill and, you know, ready for my freshman year. But unfortunately, in September 10th, 2009, a lady was texting and driving and ran my roommate and I off the road, causing us to flip into an embankment, which caused us to crash, of course, and left me paralyzed from the chest down after I broke my neck in two places. And ever since then, you know, of course, football was over and I had to go to therapy, but I chose not to give up, chose to continuously prosper and continuously live my life to the fullest. So, you know, it's brought me across the world, across many locations and doing amazing things and brought us here today.
So I obviously knew about your story, but even hearing you say it again, I like had chills listening to that, because I will be totally honest, I am guilty of texting and driving. And I know that so many other people are, but it kind of makes you stop and really think about it when you come face to face with someone who has been impacted the way that you have, because of something like that. So I really am grateful that you took the time to talk with me today so that, you know, you could share that story and talk about what you've been doing, you know, since then, because you haven't let what happened to you kind of get you down and hold you back. You've used it to be an inspiration to other people and, you know, motivate other people, which I think is so amazing.
Thank you.
So, if you could, I know you kind of just gave a little brief synopsis. How did you get from there to where you are now, as far as like deciding to go this route and not kind of let it, you know, hold you back from doing things? Obviously, you're not on the same path that you thought you were going to be on, but it's still an amazing path nonetheless. So talk about how that all transpired.
Yeah. So boom, right? So it was like, what happened? So I'm in college. You know, car crash happens. I go to therapy for a year. Now I'm a quadriplegic, trying to learn, relearn my body, relearn all these things. And, you know, I do pretty well in therapy. I gain a little bit of strength, not really a lot where I am today. Come back to Memphis. I take one summer class because I knew I wanted to go back to college. So because all the time I'm in therapy, I'm watching on Facebook all of my friends who I just graduated high school with live the freshman life and go to homecoming and be on the yard and all this fun stuff that I thought I was going to be able to do. So I was like, I got to go back to college. Like, I'm missing out. So I knew that I wanted to do that. And so I come back to Memphis. I take one summer class to get acclimated to the campus, see how it is, pushing from building to building, kind of just working my strength up because it's going to be hella people on campus in the end of September. And I knew that was going to happen. So I take the one class, do pretty well, go full schedule that upcoming September. and I'm just living my life as a collegiate freshman. I'm just in a wheelchair, and I'm going to class, doing all these things, and my friends are taking me places, and we're just kind of hanging out sporadically. Not really too far away from my parents because they're really my full-time caregivers at this moment. But I was like, hey, what do I got to do to be more independent? What do I have to do to be able to go all day and not have to hurry back home to my parents to take care of medical needs and situations? So I'll go back to therapy. I'll work on that for a couple of months, come back to Memphis, got it going, I'm doing well. And I remember one, I guess my mother's coworker or something, I forgot how they connected with me. But they was like, hey, can you come speak to my son's high school football team? They have a big game coming up, and just give them a little extra motivation. I know you used to play football and now you're not playing anymore. But so I go give them the typical rah, 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 leave it all on the field. You never know when's your last day you're going to be playing. Look at me. I was literally just playing football a year ago. Now I'm here. So leave it all out there. They go out and, fantastic speech. They go out and win. So the coach was like, hey, that was fantastic. Can you come give that? We have a big, like, end of year test coming up. Can you give us a similar motivational presentation to my ninth grade class? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I go to ninth grade. I was like, hey, man, school is important. I was playing in college. Luckily enough, I made good grades in high school. So after my car crash, I was still able to receive a scholarship to a different institution because I had good grades in high school. So these tests, I know they suck, but they are really important that you do well and all this stuff, right? That was like, that was fantastic, Fletcher. And can you come, long story short, it snowballed to, can you come give it to the whole school? Can you come give it to my church? And then it just started snowballing and snowballing. And someone was like, hey, man, you should make a website. I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, make a website and post it all on social media. Now people can find me and read my story. And AT&T heard about it through a presentation I was giving. Once they heard about it, they teamed up with ESPN with me being a former athlete, and they made a commercial. And once that commercial aired, I was on College Game Day at Alabama when they were, well, they're still on top, but not too long ago. And it just took off then. It was like, hey, can you come to my school in Utah? Can you come to my school in Florida? And I just, over the years, just continuously perfected my craft and I made a business out of it.
Did you ever see yourself as a motivational speaker?
No, because my typical style of motivation is how my coach motivated us during football games. And it's not your traditional, like Joel Osteen motivation, where it's not like you can do it, keep trying, just keep trying and just never give up. That's not, So I was like, yeah, this isn't, people are not really going to be receptive of this. My style is more like, what are you waiting on? Get your life together. Nobody cares about your problems,
It's kind of
so
like tough love, though, and I think
exactly.
people need that kind of motivation.
For sure, for sure. So, but people are receptive of it, and I never thought I would, because I was like, nobody's gonna listen to me, man. Like, I'm not, I don't have a doctorate in communication. I'm just a kid who just refused to never give up, because I never meant to be a motivation. I never meant to be an inspiration. I was just living my life, and it was like, hey, Fletch, what are you doing? I was like, nothing, just hanging out in Nashville. Wow, you're such an inspiration. I was like, because I went to Nashville? I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. But then I started doing the more extravagant thing. I started traveling abroad and, skydiving and scuba diving. And I was like, man, you're such an inspiration. Like, I'm too scared to go skydiving, but you are on a wheelchair and you're doing it. So I never meant to let me do this so I can inspire people. I was like, I just want to go. I just want to do it. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's how most people, like most true inspirations and motivational people don't like strive to do that. It just kind of happens organically. 'Cause I feel like if someone was trying to do that, like
Corny.
it might not work out the way that they were hoping it worked out. So, all right. So you are in a wheelchair currently.
Correct.
And my podcast kind of talks about stigmas related to certain topics. So what are some of the stigmas that either you have experienced or that you see related to, people who are in wheelchairs, people who have disabilities, and that sort of thing?
One of the larger ones all the time, and that just because I have a physical disability, I'm in a wheelchair, people tend to think it's somehow mentally related. So they tend to, like, let's say we were out to dinner, you and I, and the waiter comes up and he's like, "Well, what are you having, ma'am?" Or, and I, you'll say, "Let me get the salmon with the potatoes." And then they'll say, "Well, what is he having?" And it was like, "I don't know, ask him," or
Yeah.
we'll go to the stores and he's like, "Does he want anything to drink?" And
Oh my
or like they
goodness.
might, like, "Does he want anything to drink?" And my mom or whoever I'm with was like, "I don't know, ask him." And then they'll
Yeah.
turn to me and was like, "Do you want anything to drink?" I'm like, "Why the hell are you yelling?"
Are you yelling at me?
Yeah, I was like, "I have nothing wrong. I hear, buddy. I can speak properly
Oh
English." And
my
I was like,
goodness.
"Oh, sorry. I didn't know." And it's kind of rude to assume, of course.
Yep.
But that's one. This doesn't bother me, but I've talked to other people that are in wheelchairs, and it kind of bothers them that doing daily tasks is an inspiration. Somebody in a wheelchair grocery shopping. I was like, "Hey, man, I just want to come and say you're an inspiration." I was like, "'Cause I'm buying cereal." Like, it's like I'm doing regular stuff. Don't dismiss
Right.
what you do. Simply, I know you might be inspired,
Right.
but I'm just buying cereal. Like, I'm
Yeah.
not. Why is it
Yeah.
inspiration? Because it's assumed I couldn't do it.
Right.
Like I said, that doesn't bother me. It is kind of, you're such an inspiration. I'm like, "'Cause I'm buying cereal." Yeah, sure, man.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I don't really take it to heart. But some people do.
Yeah. And I mean, I can understand how, how somebody might, because like you said, like I'm doing something normal, but then it goes back to the whole thought process of like people see somebody in a wheelchair and they automatically think like they can't do things. And even maybe to some people something as seemingly small as buying cereal at the grocery store, they're like,
Exactly.
well,
Another one is
like
like in the dating world, and you go out, hang out at the bar with some friends, and you meet a nice young lady, and of course, you start a conversation,
Yep.
and it's just automatically assumed that, because you're in a wheelchair, that they're gonna have to take care of you. And
Right.
all these questions, and it's like, "Well, how did you get here?" I'm like, "How did you get here?" And it's like, "I
Right.
drove." Like, "I drove." "Wow, you can drive?" Then I automatically like, "Wow, you can drive? Oh
Oh
my
my
gosh." Yeah, and it's like, "Really?" And it's like, "Do you live by yourself?" I'm like, "Hold on, lady. You're kind of creep me out asking all these,
Right.
trying to
Right.
rob me or something."
I know, right? Are you
I get what
interrogating
they're
me?
doing, like their stigmatism or their thought process. Like, he doesn't have, I'm gonna have to pick him up everywhere I have to go. He probably lives with his parents. He doesn't
Yep.
have a good, he's in a wheelchair. I'm gonna have to take care of him." But then I'm like, "I think I've survived my whole life up until nobody, this day. So,
Yeah.
I think I'll be fine. You don't have to
Yeah.
take care of me," or whatever the case may be. So it's just stigmatisms of how it is. It does. I'm a really easygoing. I use humor to get out of a lot of situations. So a lot of things don't bother me. I just flip it back.
Yeah.
And if you ask an awkward question, I'm gonna ask an awkward question. It's
Yeah,
like,
no, I
"How'd you get here? How did you get here?"
I love that though, because then it's like, wait a second, that did sound silly that I asked that question, because like it really is silly, like, and again, like not to sound like a broken record, but it goes back to the thoughts that like so many of us have about not just you and your situation, but like situations in general, about how,
Absolutely.
oh, I thought somebody that had this looked like this, or if you look like this, you must have that, like, all of that stuff. So
And because I do so much extravagant tasks like skydiving and scuba diving and all this stuff, people are always like, "You don't look paralyzed." I'm like, "I don't know what does paralysis look
wait, what
like?"
does that mean?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what that means, but thanks, I guess.
Yeah, really? How do you do that? Right. So to kind of go off of that, the stigmas in that conversation that we just had. And you may have already alluded to this a little bit in the conversation, but if there was one thing that you would want someone to kind of take away from a conversation with you about your experience or, your situation, the journey that you've been on, what would that be?
Life isn't over until it's over. So a lot of people are going through different obstacles and different, tasks or whatever the case may be. But whatever you're going through, you always have an opportunity to make the situation better as long as you're waking up the next day. The day you don't wake up the next day, yeah, it's too late. So as long as you got breath in your body, so to speak, it might seem a little dark. Like I said, I might not be your typical He was like, I'm coming out on stage. He's like, if you
Uh-huh.
ain't dead, you still got an opportunity, And I was like, wow, he's right,
Yeah, but you know what? I agree 100% with that statement because I have a friend who she passed away. It'll be 7 years in October. And when I hear people complain about like their birthdays and like, oh, here comes another birthday. I'm getting old. I'm like, stop right there. Because do you know how I have to celebrate birthdays with Lisa? At the cemetery. And sometimes my friends, they'll be like, that took a dark turn, Jessica. I'm like, but it's true though. Like, it's not over till it's over. And if you're
Not over
waking
till it's
up
over.
every day, that's something to celebrate.
Another
So,
opportunity to make a better situation out of your current circumstances. And you know what's
exactly.
the alternative of getting old? Dying young.
Exactly.
Don't want to get
Exactly.
old, gotta die young.
Right. Yeah. It's so true. So true.
Yes, because I don't want to get old, but I don't want to die young. I don't know what you want to do
Right. Like what is like there's no other option really. Like
then.
the only two you have. Like there's no in between. So you gotta pick one.
Gotta pick one.
Yeah. And I mean I'd rather pick getting old, so
Getting old, I hope I live to be 200. I
200.
want to be
Wow.
old. I want to be old. I want to be the old cool guy though. It's like, hey, Mr. Cleaves, you talking about the guy's like 195? Yeah, he's still taking tequila shots, man. He's cool.
By the time that you may be able to live until you're 195 by the time that time rolls around, because
No.
with the way technology and all sorts of things are happening these days, that might be
For sure.
possible.
Trying to be the cool old man.
There you go. There you go. Well, I hope if that happens, I'm around to see that because I'm like, I know that guy. I interviewed him on my podcast
I
100
became my
years
podcast
ago.
exactly like I know you whippersnappers might not remember, but I had a podcast in 2023. That was 85 years ago.
Oh, that's funny. Right. So I am really big on inspirational quotes and messages, and I always ask my guests if they have one that resonates with them that they would like to share with the listeners. Do you have one?
Yeah, I have a couple. I'll give you my two favorite.
Okay.
Number one is don't tell me the sky is the limit when there's footprints on the moon. And what that innately means is that like there are no limitations to what you can achieve. There are no limitations to what you can accomplish because the sky's the limit. No, it's not. So the only limitations are the ones you impose on yourself. As long as you got breath in your body, you're waking up the next day, as long as you believe that you can do it. Then there's no stopping you. As long as you have to have that mindset, that no matter what happens, I might slow down, I might pause, but I'll never quit.
I
And
love that.
secondly, is how big would you dream if you knew you couldn't fail? If you knew for 100% that failure was not an option, or that failed like that a genie came and gave you three wishes and failure is not an option, like how big would you dream? Oh, I want $1 million. I want to be an astronaut or whatever. And whatever that is, do it.
Love that. I love that. That's a fun question too, because then like it really gets people thinking, and then it kind of ties into the other one. Like if you think that, you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You can. I'm telling you, there's people think they're too old to go back to college. There's people think they're too old to do certain things and man, you're never too old. I didn't meet her, but I saw a video of a 99-year-old lady skydiving. Like,
Wow.
gotta get there and do it.
See, and I've always wanted to skydive, but I'm terrified of heights. But now listening to you talk about skydiving, I'm like, I need to just do it.
Gotta just do it. My life ascended after I went skydiving because that's one of the biggest fears. People skydive. I would never jump out of a plane. It's too high. Oh my God, but then once you complete it, you're like, if I did that, going to work Monday is gonna be a piece of cake or
Oh,
whatever.
yeah,
If I
for
did that,
sure.
running a 5K is a piece of cake. If I did that,
Yeah.
whatever the case is a
Yep.
it'll put you in perspective.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. So before I ask my last question, where can people find you as far as social media, websites, all that good stuff?
Yeah, so you can check me out at FletcherCleaves.com. that has all of my socials, my Instagram, my Twitter, my YouTube. Or you can just go to Instagram or YouTube, Fletcher Cleese, Instagram, the Wheelchair Nomad, and just check me out there. You'll see a lot of interesting clips, especially on YouTube, a video of me driving my truck. I hired a camera to follow us around my birthday trip in Mexico, and
Oh,
just us doing
awesome.
crazy, crazy stuff during that experience. And videos of me speaking, my TED Talk is on YouTube, so you get a lot of information. But once again, you can scroll around my website and navigate towards all those different avenues as well.
Awesome. And I will link all that information in the show notes for this episode.
For sure.
So my last question, and I actually, you're only the second person I just started asking this question. So you're the second person to be asked this question. But I started doing it because the name of my podcast is obviously called Unapologetically Overcoming. And I want to know, how do you show up in the world unapologetically?
I show up in the world unapologetically by being me, just by like living my life. I don't know if you've seen the quote of Conor McGregor. It's like, I like to apologize to absolutely nobody, and just living my life in a, oh, excuse me, sorry.
No, you're okay.
La 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 la. Yeah, just by living my life in a fulfilling way, I don't live to say I'm sorry. I don't live to, I mean, of course, if you mess up or hurt someone's feelings, things of that nature, yeah, but no regrets, no regrets. If I fail at something, I'd rather fail than never to try. So, I'd rather like, hey, I tried it twice, not for me. So that's unapologetically, it's like, I'll try anything twice.
I love it. That's such an important message for people to hear, though, because I think so many people are afraid to fail and that stops them from trying things. And I think it's important, too, for people to remember that the first time you do something, you're not going to be perfect at it. Like,
Exactly.
and everybody at some point is doing something for the first time. So, like, you need to do it the first time, and it might be scary, but it's usually worth it. And usually you can do it. And, like, if you do mess up, it's okay. You just try it again. It's not the end.
But I again, my friend, yes, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And just if you have that mindset, I don't know if you've ever seen Yes Man with Jim Carrey, just how like just him, just yes, you want to go Scott? Yep. You want to take a guitar list? Yep. You want to, yep. And it's just like how much more your life opens up when you just take risks and opportunities.
Definitely.
So
Definitely.
good luck on that boat party tomorrow. Glad you said yes.
Thank you. I'm gonna wear my life jacket just in case.
And no worries, but you're doing it though.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. All right. Well, thank you again so much for joining me today. This really was a fun conversation. And like I said, I really do appreciate you sharing your journey because there are people who I think, feel like there's certain things that they can't do. And it's important for them to hear that even people who go through tough situations can overcome them and still live happy, fulfilling, inspirational lives, even if it might not necessarily be the path that they originally thought that they were going to take in life. So thank you
Sure.
so much.
Oh, no worries. No, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I hope that Fletcher's story inspired you as much as it inspired me. His story is an important reminder that you can overcome any situation you are presented with. When you start to doubt your abilities, remember what he said about the sky not being the limit when there's footprints on the moon. I'd like to thank Fletcher again for joining me today. All of his information is linked in the show notes for today's episode. Thank you all for listening, and remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.